You found the business news of the nation, region, and the greater Des Moines metro. The Business News Hour from Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications and the training team at Tarot International. Learn the skills necessary to improve your career and your business at Tarot. That's Tarot.com. T-E-R-O.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Wayne Bruns is a tarot trainer, and one of the topics he teaches is championing innovation and leading change. Now, if you remember, we started down this path a couple of weeks ago. Time for a refresher. Welcome back, Wayne. Good to have you here again.
Thank you, Michael. Always good to be here.
All right. So why is change so scary for people?
Well, thank you for the question, Michael. I mean, it is something we experience all the time. That amount of change is happening all around us. I mean, the new technology, companies merging, even in our social lives. You know, when some things happen, maybe it's a young couple having a new child. Sounds like very different things, but in fact, what happens is we experience some of the same kind of consequences. I'm going to demonstrate that by asking you to do me a favor.
Okay.
I'm looking like you're right with your right hand. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm a righty.
I want you to take that pen, put it in your left hand, and write your name in cursive, your first and last name. Go ahead and do that.
You want me to write my first and last name?
Sign your name in cursive.
Left-handed.
Yes.
Huh? All right. This is going to take a little practice here. I can't do it.
It's coming. I can see a couple letters there.
Yeah, right.
What does it feel like to do something like that?
It's very awkward.
It's very awkward. Do you think it takes longer to write with that non-dominant hand?
Of course.
Yeah. Absolutely. And sometimes we can't even read what we're saying.
Right there.
And that's what happens with any kind of change, whether it been a company merging between two companies or something with a family situation. It feels really uncomfortable. It doesn't work as well as we hope it would be. And it takes longer to do so. And ironically, oftentimes in business, when we're implementing new changes, what we're doing that because we want our people to be more efficient. But at the outset, we are so much more slower, and it takes longer, and we don't do it as well.
Mm.
Eventually, with practice, with experience, we will be there.
Well, that's like anything. I think the last time we were talking about this subject, you know, whenever they come up with a new version of software for, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you have to do that relearning curve. I know when they went to Windows 10, for crying out loud, it was a whole new learning curve. And so it takes time to get into the swing
of things. It does take time. Yeah. Eventually, you will get there if you practice, even with writing your hand with your left hand. If you do it long enough, you will be proficient at it. But it takes some effort.
So we talked last time about imprinting.
Mm.
Imprinting.
Mm-hmm.
And how that might work to lead people to the eventual goal that we have.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm glad you had a chance to talk about that last time and
this
time again. Imprinting, as you might recall, is the ability to fix something well into our mind. Imprinting really comes from the biological world where animals imprint with each other, an infant animal with their horse, for instance. In people, we want to fix something in their mind. And so we have a number of techniques that help us do that because when we're going through change, we want to be able to fix these new ideas, this new process, not only in our own mind, but the people we work with on a regular basis. And so we have a lot of different techniques in the class you mentioned.
Give us one.
Just one example is let's talk about making sure you set firm deadlines through a process. Too often we set this big, ambitious goal that's 18 months down the road, and suddenly it's 17th month and we have nothing done. We're going to suggest you take the time and make some pretty pronounced deadlines throughout that process. Make them hard to get to because we are never more creative, never more insightful when we have a deadline facing us in the face.
Take them in little steps.
Little steps, absolutely. As you know, my daughter got married in the end of August this year. And a great guy, they announced the wedding last November. And they didn't say, we're going to have the wedding on August 27th, and that was it. No, they set very specific deadlines. This time we're going to have the venue picked out. This day we're going to have the food picked out.
Sure. So you can incrementally get there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That will help your people and help yourself.
We talked last week with Brooke Benscooter, Wayne, about something very similar, why so many people try to set goals but then fail at those goals because they're biting off too big a chunk.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're not setting goals in the right areas.
Thank you for that.
It was really interesting. When we talk about change and going forward, there's this idea about borrowing from the past. Does that mean we get to set people up for, well, it worked all right this way?
I think you're on the right track there, Michael. Yeah. We want to be able to think about what might have happened in the past that was successful. But often what happens in business, we think about everything that went wrong. We thought about those consequences that, geez, that did not go well, and it's probably going to happen that way again. And so we've kind of set ourselves up in a negative imprinting. Instead, what we want to do is think about something that really worked well for us in the past, both for ourselves and our colleagues, and say, we did this before, we can do it again. Athletes do it all the time. They're able to take that experience and think about that game that they won and try to use that when they're thinking about the next game. Do the same thing when you're business.
So say, okay, for example, several years ago, we made a change in our business plan, and that resulted in this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would expect, you know, if there are people that are still with the company that had been there 5 or 6 years ago, they could say, oh, yeah, I remember how painful that was. Mm-hmm. But then it turned out to be all right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Try to find something that's worked well in the past and connect it to what's happening today.
All right. In going from A to Z, as I say, how can a leader make sure that you're not going to lose people along the way?
Yeah.
You know, we're going to make this change, which is already scary. But how do you make sure you don't lose
folks?
That's
a really common question we get,
Michael. I bet.
And it's hard. But what we suggest is look for small wins and celebrate those wins. Don't try to make that big win. Kind of like those deadlines. This time, though, you want to find some opportunities to make wins to start building momentum. Let me tell you a story, if you don't mind. This has to do with a woman by the name of Charlie May Knight. And she was the 12th superintendent at East Palo Alto School District in California. Turns out the school district was having some problems. Almost all their students were testing at the lowest percentile of all of California. 50% of the schools were closed down, and the buildings were in total disrepair. When Charlie May came in, of course she wanted to improve the test scores, but she did something a little bit different. She focused on one school building that had a lot of problems. She found volunteers who were able to provide some services to fix up the school, to paint the building. She got volunteer parents, volunteer community members. And one day, when everything was refurbished, 300 people sat outside the school and sang, "We shall overcome." But that's not where it ended. Momentum started to build upon that. The parents were
success.
Now proud of what was going on. So much so that all the school districts followed suit, and within 2 years, they were now at the 51st percentile for all students within the district. Just by making small wins. So look for opportunities and celebrate those wins along the way.
We have some attorneys come in from time to time, and we all always talk about making sure we put things in writing.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it in the change process, in the goal-setting process, to set it down in writing?
You would think writing would not be that big a deal, but I'm glad you asked that question. It turns out that writing is such a important part of how we believe
imprints.
Things. It imprints us. We don't believe. There's research behind this that says we believe things more when we see it in writing. So look for opportunities to put your change initiative into writing, whether that be in a newsletter or email, but look for posters, look for banners around the room. As you know, I used to work at Iowa Public Television, and we had the biggest change we did was the transition from analog to digital television. Our engineering department put a big countdown clock over a year ahead of time because it was the FCC requirement to be done, and we counted down to when that time was going to happen.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, and so everybody had it in front of them, and they knew it was coming.
They knew it was coming.
Oh, okay. So visualization and self-talk rather than new – how can you navigate all this successfully? How, you know, that's kind of tech speak there.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you really get this done successfully without making people nervous and upset?
Yeah.
Change.
Well, a couple things there. Visualization, you really need to identify something for them to see what the world's going to look like because they're a little bit scared. I mean, these may be people who have done some things a certain way for many decades, and you're asking them to change. They may have been the expert in the past. Now they aren't. So you want to be very careful how you do that. You want to help them visualize what that will look like and use creative ways to do that. Because athletes, again, use that all the time. They visualize the ball going in the basket. They visualize the golf ball going in the hole. Business people can do the same thing. Help yourself and help others visualize and talk about it in a positive perspective. Too often we hear people talking negatively about a change.
Sure.
Say things like, "I believe this will happen," as opposed to, "Our company thinks we should probably do this in case something goes wrong.
Be more, take it on the positive side.
Take it on the positive side.
Wayne Bruns, ladies and gentlemen, is whom we're talking to. He's from Tarot International, one of the tarot trainers out there. Additional considerations that makes all this more palatable?
You know, I'm going to give you one final one. Yeah. It actually works not only for yourself, but also for young children. Wouldn't it be great, a simple way, to have your child to be more positive and have a better outlook in the world? And an easy way to do that, when you're putting them to sleep at night, ask them two questions. What were they particularly proud of today, and what were they looking forward to tomorrow? You should do the same thing as adults. Because what do we do? Normally what we do, we think about everything that went wrong, we start fixating on that, and we worry about everything that's happening tomorrow. By doing those simple techniques,
interesting,
you'll lead your way down a better change initiative.
You know, a change initiative, you know, people do become frightened of that. Mm-hmm. But if you take those tips, and you gave several that are very meaningful there, if you take those tips and then incorporate that into your plan, because you got to, you know, if you're going to change something, you got to have a plan. If you incorporate that into the plan, it should go better and be less scary for people.
Absolutely.
Wayne Bruns, ladies and gentlemen, one of the tarot trainers. You get to do this every day, don't you?
Absolutely.
You like it?
I love it.
I think you do, don't you? One of the tarot trainers from Tarot International. Thank you, Wayne. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. All right, we were talking about change, the fear of change, and how that all works. If you missed any of that conversation with Wayne, you can pick it up on our radio blog. We'll have that up for you in just a little bit. For Ned Flynn, who was in from Arion last half hour, talking about end-of-year bonuses and incentivizing employees. That was another powerful piece as well. That'll be up on the radio blog as well. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, our producer today is Jerry Lee. He's behind the controls this afternoon. The voice of Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, conducted, and composed exclusively for the Business News Hour by James Goodlett. For all of us, thanks so very much for hanging out with us. We will be back, God willing, at 5:05 tomorrow. For all the crew, my name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man.